This is Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News with Libby Collins.
I can't believe my luck, Julia. You're here today. John McCure, I got to work with yesterday morning. I'm feeling very special.
I know. I love it.
Oh, this is great. And speaking of John, a little bit later on this hour, I want to talk to you about a very special effort that he's doing.
WTMJ Cares. I've always admired it. I've always been a fan of 620 WTMJ. You guys always do something and wrap your arms around a big cause. And this one is about a Medal of Honor recipient.
Yeah.
One of our own.
Yeah.
And it's something that you see all the time when you're going to the airport, Milwaukee Mitchell International. So you're headed towards, you see the MKE signs. You go off of Howell, and then you'll see this huge erected F-4 Phantom bomber. And I'll tell you more about how we're trying to raise money to restore it back to its glory for this family.
And we'll do that probably in about 20 minutes or so. It was an interesting week politically this week.
I thought so.
Yeah. I mean, there was the debate. And then, of course, the next day, the big endorsement.
I know.
Are you a Swiftie?
No, I'm not. Are you?
You know, I always have been a little bit. I haven't been to any of her concerts, but I've always enjoyed her music. And, of course, as we said, Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris this past week for president. But right here in Wisconsin, Jenna Pivovarczyk is from a group called Swifties for Trump. And I asked her if she's concerned.
No. No. Because you can argue that that happened in 2020. She endorsed Biden, and people have said that girls were coming out in droves to vote for Biden. In my generation, we don't really care about politics. We don't care about policy. We just want to be able to live in safe communities, afford houses, complete the pursuit of happiness, live the American dream. We are watching as our future is being ripped away from us, and we just see a promise in President Trump. He's delivered on that before. The economy was doing much better under his administration.
And is Jenna the only Taylor Swift fan who supports Donald Trump?
There is a Swifties for Trump Twitter page. They have about 4,000 followers. They're on X. Swifties are just feeling comfortable with this movement coming out of the shadows. So every day I'm getting more and more texts and DMs and messages from, you know, young girls and boys my age saying that they're feeling comfortable coming out. So the number's pretty immeasurable right now, but you can definitely feel it's growing.
And how will Jenna feel if Kamala Harris wins the presidency?
At the end of the day, I'm a Swiftie through and through, and, you know, I believe that my love for Taylor comes before any political election, so.
Even before President Trump?
Fortunately, yes, because, you know, it's about the community. It's about me and my sister can listen to Taylor Swift the same way that me and my mom can listen to Taylor Swift, and we can all enjoy her music and cry to her music. And it's not about Taylor necessarily. It's about the lyrics and the community and what her music brings to our lives that makes it so incredible.
Just an excuse to play a Taylor song that I like. All right, we've got an abbreviated show today. Green Bay Game Day gets underway at 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to hear from our consumer expert about job scammers using WhatsApp. Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal is going to be here. And he's got, he's got news about which former player is buying a stake in the Milwaukee Bucks. Believe it or not, Mark Cass is going to visit us. He has news about the only movie that Brewers fans will want to see this week. We've got Julia Fellow in the newsroom. She's going to be back with us, and we'll talk a little bit about WTMJ Cares and the effort that John McCure is doing. We got Nate here. He's pushing those buttons. And how good was that game last night? Well, we're going to tell you all about it in just about 2 minutes here on WTMJ. As Julia was telling you, it is going to be another beautiful day today. We're going to get up to about 83 if you're near the lake. If you're further inland, it's going to get into the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 64. Tomorrow looks sunny with 88 inland. And the rest of the week is not too bad either. Lots of sunshine and those temperatures right there around 80 degrees. Currently, we've got 67 at 8:11 on WTMJ. The Brewers decimated the Diamondbacks after Willy Adames hit a grand slam.
Font brings home the pitch. High fly ball left field. Racing back is Smith at the track. At the wall. It is gone. Break it open. Willy Adames. Grand slam, and the Brewers lead it 8-0.
And that final score was 15-8. That leaves the magic number down to 3 to clinch the NLC. Crew's going to go at it again today in Arizona. Our coverage begins at 2 with Brewers Warm Up. I'm Libby Collins on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. Short show today. We're only here until 9 o'clock this morning. And speaking about the Brewers after that game last night, there's only one movie that Brewers fans want to see this week. And I talked with Mark Cass from Team Lammy.
We had 9 of the players actually in for the opening night earlier this week on Wednesday out in Brookfield at the Majestic Theater. And it's like, you know, it's been 42 years since this World Series. And they're still rock stars to fans. Fans lined up early. We sold out all of our tickets quickly for the event. There were over 300 at the premiere. But we brought them out for a photo with just to get them. And there was like, I mean, they're still rock stars. Everybody wanted to see him. Everybody wanted autographs. They wanted photos. They wanted to talk to him. And it was just an amazing thing. We sold out. We added an overflow screen for that night for another 100 people or so. Then we added a preview the next night on Thursday. Sold out that in like 3 or 4 hours. We had 180 people for that. And now the movie itself has started on Friday. And on Friday, we actually had to add 20 additional screens just because of the demand. It actually originally started with 63 showings. We added 20 more showings, so there were over 83 showings of the movie on Friday alone just because of the demand.
All right. Now, for those of us who weren't able to get to the premiere, maybe didn't get there here the last couple of days, where can we see this film?
Only in the Marcus Theaters. There are Marcus Theaters throughout the state. So it's in Appleton, it's in Green Bay, it's in La Crosse, it's in Wausau. All of the Milwaukee area, you can go to the Ridge in New Berlin, you can go to down in Oak Creek, it's a couple hour movie. And what's interesting about this documentary, and it's a documentary, and you think, oh, okay, it's a documentary. It's no narrator. It's just interviews with these players. They got to virtually all of the major players who played on that team along with Bob Uecker and Commissioner Selig, who was the owner of the Brewers at the time, just interview them about the season, about the playoffs, about the World Series. Remember, Libby, I don't know if you remember that. It was a crazy season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about 60 days in or so, it was early June, they fired their manager. They actually hired Harvey Keen. Then they went on this great run, and they won all kinds of games. But they got down to the end of the season, and they were up 3 games heading into the last 4 games in Baltimore. They lost the first 3, had to win on Sunday to make the playoffs, and then won on Sunday to make the playoffs. They hopped on a plane after a huge party, went out to Anaheim, and actually played the Angels in the playoffs, lost the first 2 out in California, had to fly home, win the next 3, and then won the next 3 to make it to the World Series. Went up in the World Series 3-2. Everybody thought the Brewers were going to win the World Series, but unfortunately it didn't happen. Hopped on a plane to fly home after the World Series thinking, okay, it's over. And they were told, we've heard that there's going to be a parade for you guys. And they're like, ah, what do you mean? We lost. And he's like, okay, I mean, it'll be no big deal. Well, it ended up being thousands and thousands of us, and I was actually one of them, who lined Wisconsin Avenue and then filled the stadium to welcome this team home. And they were shocked. They talk about how it was one of the greatest things they ever saw. They actually thought that they had won the World Series, and it was actually a larger parade than what happened in St. Louis for the Cardinals. Think about that. The team that won the World Series had a smaller outing than they did in Milwaukee.
Oh, just an amazing story. And again, the film, just a bit outside, about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. It's playing now at all the Marcus Theater around the state. Mark Cass, it is always great to have you here.
Yeah, my Sunday's now made. You know, I'm going to just have a smile all day because I got to talk to Libby and all of our listeners. But I would just encourage them to go see this movie. There's some stories in there that you've never heard before. You're going to learn a lot about this team we all loved.
I haven't seen the film yet. I can't wait to see it. But everybody I've talked to who has just raves about it and said it brings back such wonderful memories. And most of them also say they can't believe that was 42 years ago, too. All right. It is 8:19. It's going to be a beautiful day today. You know, when I was driving in, traffic was already pretty heavy because a lot of people are headed up to Green Bay for that big opening game at Lambeau. So if you're out there driving around, be careful. It is going to be beautiful, though. Kind of hot in that stadium because we're going to get well into the 80s today under sunny skies. Right now in Green Bay, it's already 67 degrees. We have 70 degrees at 8:19 on WTMJ. It's time to check in with Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal, and it has been a very busy week with you. Let's start with the Milwaukee Bucks, and, well, there might even be a new owner involved.
Yes, well, Bucks fans from the 80s certainly remember this guy, Junior Bridgman, one of the all-time greats for the Bucks, and he's an example of an NBA player and a professional athlete who, in retirement, in his case, probably has made a lot more money than as a player. But he's gone back to his home territory in Louisville, Kentucky, and built a couple of large businesses, one fast food franchisee, and he's had some locations in Milwaukee area, and also Coca-Cola distributor. And he had talked some years back with the Bucks. I think it was when Herb Cole was the owner, about taking an ownership stake. Nothing ever happened. But now the word is that he is going to invest in the Bucks, get about a 10% share in the team.
That is exciting news, especially for basketball fans.
Yes.
Let's move to West Dallas. Quad Graphics is doing a little bit of a makeover.
Yes, they've had a plant there, I think, going back to the 90s. It was an old machine tool plant that they took over and converted to printing. And Quad Graphics in recent years, as commercial printing has slowed down, you know, there aren't nearly as many magazines being printed anymore. They also print catalogs, newspaper inserts. So those businesses are shrinking, and the company has been building up what they call their marketing experience business. Everything from advertising agency services on up to what they're doing now in West Dallas. It's their in-store division, which makes end caps and banners and displays for grocery stores and other retailers. And the business has grown to the point where they have this plant in West Dallas. As of October, they will complete the switch over to being an in-store products plant, a lot of corrugated cardboard going through there. They have over 500 employees and sort of giving a new lease on life to that plant.
Well, you've got to evolve if you want to stay in business, especially the way things are moving to a digital platform.
For sure.
Well, we heard a little bit about Harley Davidson and Molson Coors a few weeks back and some of the lists that they were no longer on. What's happening with that?
Well, this is a subset of the big news that both companies made in recent weeks with dropping their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Also, as part of that, both companies said that they were not going to participate anymore in an index that is put together by a group that supports LGBTQ inclusivity and comfort levels in workplaces. So my story was basically looking at, well, okay, so Harley and Molson Coors got out of that program, but there are many more large employers in our area that are still on this list of approved employers, including some with a score of 100 and a lot of them in 90, 95. But anyway, just sort of a grocery list of some of the largest employers in the area.
What does that mean, that you're on that friendly list?
It's probably the best known, most prominent example of, it's really geared toward people who are in the LGBTQ community and looking for jobs and where do they believe they would feel comfortable. So companies like Kohl's and Baird, Northwestern Mutual, on and on, Rockwell Automation, Aurora and Freighter Hospitals, Fiserv, just a lot of companies around here are still on that sort of preferred list as people are looking for, you know, a new job.
All right. Well, somebody's moving south of the border, and that's A.O. Smith. Tell us what they're doing there.
Well, they've been south of the border in Mexico for a long time, and they have a complex in Juarez, Mexico, right across from El Paso. And what they're doing is they're adding a third plant there, and it's going to open in November. And then by about the middle of next year, they anticipate that they'll have 300 employees there, where they are making something called tankless water heaters. And I'm not super familiar with the technology.
I know what those are.
Okay.
Yeah, they save a lot of space.
Because they don't have tanks.
Exactly.
So, yeah, this is a growing part of their business, and they had been contracting out for someone else to make them in recent years, and now they're making them themselves for the North American market, which includes the U.S.
Well, if you ever move to a small condo or an apartment, you'll find out how much you need a tankless water heater.
Okay.
Let's talk about Versity and their expansion.
Versity Blood Center, I think everyone is familiar with. They're essentially the blood centers in southeast Wisconsin that collect blood from donors and distribute it to hospitals and other clinics that need blood for their patients. They have a blood research institute at the Milwaukee Regional Medical Center in Wauwatosa, and they've been raising money and they've gotten some government funds to expand the research institute. So they had a groundbreaking ceremony this past week and getting ready to start construction on this project, where they anticipate they're going to expand their labs and other facilities, bring in more researchers, ultimately employ, I think, something like 100 more people. They still do need to raise about $10 million to close the gap for the total project cost, which is about $80 million.
Any idea when all that construction around the medical center is going to be finished? Because it's everywhere.
It's never ending, yes. Fredert's doing a big project right now, and Medical College is finishing a project. So it's never ending out there, right? Anytime you go out there as a patient or a visitor, it just seems like there's construction.
Well, if you could break that story as to when it's all going to end, Rich.
I will let you know.
All right, finally, and we seem to be talking about this one every week, and that's Microsoft in Mount Pleasant and their data center, and what are they doing now?
Well, one of their executives spoke at an event this past week where he was talking about some of their needs for hiring and what kinds of jobs. So ultimately, they're saying that this is this huge, huge data center complex in Mount Pleasant will have 2,000 employees. Data centers are not per square foot high volume of employees, but they will have 200 when they open up. And types of positions that they anticipate they're going to be hiring will be management, information technology, engineering, and security. So that was sort of the piece, you know, a little bit more detail on what kinds of talent they're going to need when they get that thing up and running.
Well, Rich, it is always great to have you here. I hope you have a great week.
You too, Libby.
It's 8:28, going to be a beautiful day today. I mean, we're talking about temperatures in the 80s, right, Julia?
Yes, near 90 inland.
What are you doing here today, anyway?
I just wanted to come in. I almost broke into the place trying to get in here.
Yeah, it's like that on the weekends, isn't
it? It's like
it?
Fort Knox.
But no, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
I really enjoy it. Yesterday, as I said a little bit earlier, we had John McCure here. And I want to get into this with you after the news. And that is the WTMJ Cares. Captain Lance Sajan, such an amazing young man. He was only 25 years old.
I know.
When he was killed. But such an impact that he had. And John is really working on trying to raise some funds for that memorial in his honor that needs some upkeep and care, and we're going to talk about.
Yeah, and his little sister, now all grown up, wants to talk about when she was 7 years old and he took her to the Air Force dance, which is a really big deal. And I think that it's a beautiful story, and you'll hear about that coming up.
And we are back. I'm Libby Collins. It's an abbreviated Wisconsin Weekend Morning News because Green Bay Game Day gets underway at 9 o'clock. We've got Julia Fella here. And Julia, we've been talking a little bit this morning about John McCurran, WTMJ Cares, and the effort to preserve the tribute to Captain Lance Sajan. And you had the opportunity to be involved in this with John, because obviously on Wisconsin Afternoon News, you've been talking about it a lot. Tell us about Lance Sajan's sister.
Oh, I love her story. You know, they were born 13 years apart. So they have a different relationship, kind of like with my big brother. We're about like 9 years apart. So there's a really special relationship. So she saw from a child's lens her brother, and she brought it to life when John interviewed her, and she described Captain Lance Sajan played just about every sport at Bayview High School. She looked up to him. He was class president and decided at just 17 years old to enlist and serve our country during the Vietnam War. So he was 25 years old when the plane went down between Laos and Vietnam and became a prisoner of war. She described how her brother went from 220 pounds, the way that she remembered him, down to 80 pounds, Libby. He never gave up any secrets, just giving his name, rank, and serial number. And we all know this because John actually interviewed another POW who Lance died in his arms, screaming, "Dad, Dad, where are you?" You know, you hear that about the screams. And so he interviewed so many people. So now we're looking to restore a replica plane that Sajan flew in, the F4C Phantom Fighter Bomber. It's on Howell Avenue, right at Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport. His family paid for the whole site with their own money. Sister really wanted to bring it to life in about 2016, 2017. It was done, but it's gone into disrepair. The paint is peeling off the plane. We are trying to help this local Medal of Honor War Heroes Memorial site come back to its glory. There's a big famous dance that she talked about, Libby, at the Air Force Academy. Do you know about this around Christmas?
I know about these dances at the various academies, and that is a huge event, not just for the cadets, but for whoever that lucky girl is who gets to go, or guy now, because you get female cadets.
There you go. Every girl wants to go, like, you know, and usually the handsome Air Force members want to bring a great date. But then 20-year-old Lance wanted to take a 7-year-old sister, Janine, to the dance. And here's Janine talking about that moment.
There was going to be a formal dance for Christmas. And he said, well, what are you going to wear for the dance? And I said, oh, Mom said I'm too young to go to the dance. I'll be in the activity room or whatever that was. And he said, well, you have to go. You're my date. Now, Lance was an extraordinarily charismatic, handsome young man. Getting a date was never an issue for Lance. And the fact that he chose me. And so he said, Dad, can I use the car? I'm going to take Janine and go downtown Colorado Springs and get her a dress. So we did. We went down there and he got me a dress and we went to the dance that night. And there was a photographer on a balcony overlooking the sunken formal ballroom. And he shot a photo of Lance and I dancing. And the next morning, it was on the front page of the Colorado Springs newspaper. And I was just as proud as I could be to be there with him.
I thought that was such a beautiful story, wasn't it?
You know, and he must have been such an amazing young man. And it's hard to believe that his life was so full. And that he died. He was only 25.
I know. And it tells so much about his character.
Yeah.
So as John's been telling these stories the entire week, and we'll hear about it through Thursday, we're going to have a 3-hour special all about him. We're trying to help this family raise money. I mean, I feel like I know him, and we're trying to make something right with this. So here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help this family restore the plane in his honor. It's not doing great. The paint is peeling. Animals have gotten inside of this plane. We're trying to restore it back to its glory. Make this right. It's going to cost $50,000 to do it. So we'd love for you to help us. You just text Lance, L-A-N-C-E, to 855-616-1620. Lance to our talk and text line. There it will take you to a landing page, Libby. It has so many pictures of this war hero from Bayview, a link to donate to this cause, and a really long 5-minute piece that shows the beginning to end of his life.
And I want to make one point. You know, we talk about the men and women who serve us today in uniform and how grateful we are to them. This was a different time. In 1968, when he died, we were in the throes of the Vietnam War. And these guys who were deployed, who were there, knew that even when they got home, that they weren't going to be welcome. I mean, there are some horrifying stories, if you go back to that time in our history, that we should be ashamed of, the way that these veterans came back from Vietnam. And here we have a young man from right here in our backyard who was a true war hero.
Oh, yes.
And this memorial to him has gone into disrepair. And I think it is our duty as Americans, as people who sent so many to Vietnam who were never welcomed home. And this young man sadly didn't even get home to see his family. We owe it to them, not just to Captain Saigon, but to all Vietnam veterans, to make sure that that memorial is in the best condition possible.
Oh, I agree.
So I really hope, if you haven't done it yet, please text the word Lance, L-A-N-C-E, capital letters, to our WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. We've got to raise those funds by Thursday.
And you know, one other thing is that he should be 82 years old. Ugh. He should be retired collecting Social Security, a grandfather. He should be on the honor flight. And, you know, living, be an old man, but he's not. He's forever going to be 25 years old. And he died in a dirty, wet war camp. And he was beaten nearly every day, never gave up any secrets. John McCain was actually in one of the ones that he was in. The same POW camp.
The
and
way
he didn't make it out.
The way those young men were treated. It's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. Mm-hmm. Julia, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And again, keep listening to John McCure, Julia Fellows, Wisconsin Afternoon News, and you'll hear more about this story all this week. Thanks, Julia.
Yes, thank you.
It's 8:44 on WTMJ. The Brewers decimated the Diamondbacks after Willy Adames hit a grand slam.
Font brings home the pitch. High fly ball left field. Racing back is Smith at the track. At the wall. It is gone. Break it open. Willy Adames. A grand slam. And the Brewers lead it 8-0.
And that final score was 15-8. The magic number is now down to 3 to clinch the NLC. The crew's going to go at it again today in Arizona. Our coverage begins at 2 with Brewers warm-up. It's 8:47. I'm Libby Collins on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. We've got a short show today because Green Bay game day gets underway at 9 o'clock. But before we do anything else, you know, it seems tempting when you get a text saying, you can earn hundreds of dollars for a few hours of work. I asked our consumer expert, Michelle Reinen, if these are legit.
These online jobs may sound like they're going to fit the bill of these, you know, new schedules that you have in place. But unfortunately, many of these offers are sent by scammers hoping to steal your private information. And this is a warning we're talking about from the Federal Trade Commission this month. And imagine getting that text message with a job offer that pays hundreds of dollars a day for doing that remote work. It might sound really tempting, but there are red flags in there. The company hiring is a mystery. The message only specifies an age requirement for the job, and most suspicious of all, and what we need everyone to pay attention to, is that they ask you to text them your social security number.
Oh, you don't
even know if you've been hired yet, so please don't send that number.
Now, if you're getting a lot of these texts, and I know I get them myself, what should you do?
Well, don't click on links or respond to these unexpected texts. That's just always what I'm going to say about these unsolicited messages, no matter what the offer. Then, if you are enticed by this, do some research. Scammers usually promise big rewards for little work, but don't give a lot of information. Search online for the name of the company and words like review, scam, or complaint. And if you can't find the company online, that needs to be a red flag and steer clear. And then block the unwanted texts. They will send texts designed to get your attention. Some phone settings and call blocking apps let you block these unwanted texts so you can just disregard them and they won't interrupt your day.
And if you need more information about whether or not it's legitimate, who do we call?
Call DadCap's Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128.
Following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Welcome into the Sunday Sip on WTMJ. Greg Matzik here with my friend Dan Kraus from Kraus Estate Planning and Elder Law Center. Boy, big words, estate planning, wills, big things to think about really at any point in your adult life. We'll explore exactly what it is and what Kraus Estate Planning can do for you. Dan, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Greg. I really appreciate it.
Well, I first of all wanted to thank you for your service.
It's really an honor. It was an honor to be able to serve the country. I'm a retired Army JAG officer now.
And now you're into estate planning.
Just to be clear, it's not a new career for me. I've been doing this for 25 years. It's something that I actually grew while I was in the Army Reserves. And between the times when I would get called up for certain things in the Army, I was growing my practice.
Oh, the practice of helping people protect what they've earned and what they've built. Estate planning, wills. You know, when I think about those words, it can sound intimidating. It can sound big. It can sound confusing. Tax laws are always changing. How do you at Kraus Estate Planning help walk people through the process of crafting an estate plan or will?
It is a little intimidating. A lot of people find it intimidating to talk about death. But essentially, estate planning is facing that, at least for a short period of time, and making a plan. So what happens if I die, or what happens if I become incapacitated and I'm not able to manage my own stuff? What's going to happen? Can I control that? Who's going to be in charge?
Everybody's got a different stage of life. Some people are empty nesters. Some people have young kids. Some people aspire to have a family. When is it right to reach out to Kraus Estate Planning?
Generally, people who are retired or entering retirement or have already retired and perhaps they need nursing care or their family, someone in their family needs nursing care, they should give us a call because normally they won't get the type of answers that they want to hear from, let's say, a long-term care facility or the county agency that helps elders to find placement or places where they can live and be more comfortable. We also help people in all walks of life. Anybody who's at least 18 years of age may want, and many should have, an estate plan. Someone going off to college doesn't realize that if something happens to them, God forbid they get into a car accident or have an illness and now their parents are no longer able to make those health care decisions that they could make before. Their parents are not able to control their financial situations as they could before when they were 17. Anybody can do estate planning as long as they're 18 or older. Who do we most help? We most help the seniors, really, the people that are worried about losing everything towards the end of life.
Well, you're talking about a lot of people, Dan, who likely have a home and they've got 401ks and investment accounts, things along that line. But then all of a sudden, they need the assistance of a nursing home or some sort of facility that takes them out of their home. What do you do? How do you protect all that you've built?
Sometimes, Greg, people can get long-term care within their home, even using Medicaid. But oftentimes, and the most expensive way is that they get care is out of the home, like you say. How can we help them? A plan is really about deciding which option do you feel is the best for you. Helping people to access Medicaid in order to reduce the amount that the family needs to spend can help the elder person leave something behind. It can help the elder person, and sometimes this is even more important, to have security for themselves during their lifetime. Because imagine the case where an elder person enters a nursing facility and they spend all of their assets, and by the time that they pass away, they've got nothing left. And the worst part is that person is essentially out there on their own with nothing during the time that they are on Medicaid. So they've spent everything. Now they are 100% dependent on the government for their daily care. Getting massages every week to help them feel better, they won't be able to get those things because they don't have any money set aside. We can help people to set aside this money, not have to go into a facility knowing that if they're there long enough, they're going to be broke. We can help people to save those assets under control of the family.
And you give people peace of mind, right, during a what could be a very challenging time, right? You give them that peace of mind and assurance that the government's not going to take everything away from you. We can work together to carve out a plan to give you what you want in your later stages.
Absolutely. Peace of mind is key. There's a peace that comes with having a plan. And just knowing that I have set something up, my children now are aware of what my plans are, and at that point, a lot of people just have a sigh of relief. They may not have a crisis. They may not need nursing care right away, but they know that if they do need it in the future, they've thought about it, it's not going to be as big of a dragon breathing down their neck because they've already dealt with it. They've already bought their armor. They've already put themselves in a plan that can help them.
Protecting your family's legacy. Krause Estate Planning has been doing it since 1999. 25 years experience planning estates and wills. Dan Krause will do it for you. Office is open in Brookfield, Madison, and a little south of Madison in Oregon. If you want to learn more about the firm, visit estateplanningpeople.com. If you have specific Medicaid questions, you can also visit savemomsassets.com. Dan Krause of Krause Estate Planning and Elder Law Center. Great information, Dan. I really appreciate your time. It's very important stuff.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Greg. I really appreciate your time.
It's 8:58. It's going to be a beautiful day today. We're going to get into the 80s. It's 73 right now, and Green Bay Game Day gets underway next. Go Pack.